Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Milwaukee Magazine often features articles on fashion and style. This month, though, two articles by writer Claire Hannon illustrate the intersection of fashion and broader cultural issues. Hannon joins us now to go into a little more detail about each of the stories. Nice to see you again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back.
We're going to talk about a couple of things under the mantle of style today. And so let's start with a write-up you did on a woman named Lynn Waite, who owns a shop in Shorewood. And, you know, that would be, you know, reasonably good enough for her. But what's the real significance of what Lynn Waite is doing?
So Lynn has kind of traveled all over, and our dining critic actually recommended her to me because she was like, she has some really cool stuff in her store. Check it out. So I checked it out, and it turns out Lynn designs a lot of the things that she sells in her store, which are like using all natural and organic fabrics, and they're kind of like earthy, sort of southwesty pieces that she creates. But anyway, so she had kind of been doing individual pieces, one-offs, for a few years, and she recently decided to ramp up production. At the same time, she met these people who had kind of fallen on hard times and needed a little extra money. So she said, well, if you can sew, why don't you sew these clothes for me and help me produce them? So she hired five local people who are all great sewers, and she pays them between 10 and 18 bucks an hour to create these pieces.
This has allowed her to scale up, if you will.
Yeah. It's great for her. She has way more inventory, and she hopes to get even bigger and to add even more people helping, like, physically make the clothes.
And her stuff is getting noticed?
Well, I certainly noticed it. I mean,
you described it as earthy. I mean, this is.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of like linens and some pretty simple designs, but they're pieces. In the magazine, we have this really fantastic, like kind of deep blue coat that she's wearing. And you can belt it or wear it open, kind of like a robe. But it's kind of multi-season, practical, super sturdy. Just kind of everyday wear. And it's the simplicity that's nice. You can dress it up with like a pretty scarf or but I just thought she has a good eye for designs, and it's pretty cool that she's employing these local people to put it all together.
And what is her store again?
It's Min's in Shorewood.
So you wrote another piece in the current issue of Milwaukee Magazine about an exhibit that is opening this week at the Milwaukee Public Museum. It's called Beyond the Veil. And one of the interesting points you make in your piece is that Beyond the Veil seems to be at least somewhat emblematic of a broader trend with museums doing exhibits on clothes.
Yeah. And I talked to Mount Mary's, their director of their historic costume archives, which is in itself a huge museum quality trove of historic clothing. And she goes to all these exhibits, and she says that they're kind of popping up everywhere because this is so simple, it like hits you over the head with simplicity, because clothing is more relatable than a painting. You know, everyone has to wear clothing. Not everyone has to buy sculptures or paintings, or has the luxury to do that.
You also make the point that that women's clothing has been a particular flashpoint.
Well, yeah, it certainly is, for a whole host of reasons. Just the most obvious being the variation in women's clothing is, you know, 100 times more complex than men's. But it has to do with gender and, you know, ever morphing society and fascination with women's bodies and its culture, and it's all can be balled up into clothing sometimes, which is why this exhibit is so fascinating, because it talks about a very particular type of clothing, which is Middle Eastern clothing, and it's broken down regionally because they're vastly different, and just how, especially in the U.S., in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, there are certain conceptions some people have with Middle Eastern clothing, and there are some snap judgments made.
Frankly, a lot of people just think Middle Eastern clothing for women is just about the veil.
Yes. And as the title suggests, this goes way beyond that and talks about the dresses. A lot of them are called thobes. And just how that these clothes are so much more important culturally and can't really be boiled down to I'm wearing this for a religious reason only, or I'm wearing this, you know, to defy the patriarchy. It's so much more complex than that. And this is a small exhibit that gets into some really huge issues.
Right. And in your article, you make the point that for the concept that many Westerners have about the idea of Muslim women going out with a veil and you know, things on their head, for all of that discussion, it really hasn't been so long since people in British and American culture, women would always go out wearing a hat as well.
Right. Yeah. It's very easy to forget how much head coverings have played a part in our long history of clothing, not only for religious reasons, but those were a huge part of them. And in a lot of religions, men wore head coverings too. When there was kind of recent backlash in the last 10 years or so against veils, again, a lot of people were saying they're oppressive and, you know, this is signs of being submissive to a patriarchal society that's no longer there. And on. It's just so much more complex than that. And people wear them, Muslim women in Milwaukee wear them for so many different reasons, in addition to all these other sort of cultural clothing pieces.
Well, and we should also make the point that another thing that makes this exhibit remarkable is that it is a homegrown exhibit.
Yes. This was organized by this group that is a resource and research center, and they just studied a ton of Middle Eastern women in the Milwaukee area and basically just surveyed them, asking them, why did you come here? You know, what did you bring with you? And also, tell me about the clothes. Why do you wear them? How have you altered them? So some of those results make up sort of the credit info that's along with the exhibit, in addition to a lot of these women donated their own thobes and jewelry and kind of large tunics.
Interesting couple of pieces. Claire Hannon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Claire Hannon is associate editor at Milwaukee Magazine. Her articles on the Beyond the Veil exhibit and designer and boutique owner Lynn Waite are in the May issue of the magazine. Two classic stories redone in some really interesting ways. The first of them by the Milwaukee Ballet. We'll get the story of Mirror, Mirror when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.